Few people know the inner workings of Grant Street better than a former council member and a former mayor. Sophie Maslov held both jobs. We're pleased to welcome her back to KDKA and the afternoon news. Sophie, thanks for joining us.
I'm delighted to help.
Looking at how council and Mayor Ravensdahl have been handling the pension problem, what would you have done differently were you on the council or if you were the mayor?
Well, first of all, we must focus on what's good for the city. We need to solve the pension fund problem, and we need to fund our pension plan. We need to avoid a state takeover. Now, I believe that parts of the idea proposed by Michael Lamb and Darlene Harris is good, and we should work together on them. I think some lessons should be learned from those of us who came before. We all had to learn how to work with our legislative body, the city council. It's time to grow up.
The impression that some observers have, and you're talking to one of them, is that the mayor is a petulant young man who is not a good listener and who is not good at compromise with people when he's not getting his way. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I think he has to learn some lessons. I don't want to judge him, but I think he should learn some lessons from those of us who came before him.
What would you suggest specifically? What lessons would you like to share with the mayor?
Well, I think we should take into do some compromising, because parts of the proposal by Michael Lamb and Darlene Harris is good, and it may work. And I believe that we should work compromise.
How did you, when you were the mayor, navigate your relationship with council when you ran into tough issues like this? And I'm sure you saw your share of them.
Oh, of course. But we solved our problems before it came to a deadline. I compromised, and we settled our problems.
Do you think what appear to be some bruised egos here, some hurt feelings, can be patched up? And how would they go about doing that? Where do they go from here?
Well, as I said, they must focus on what's good for the city. And I think there are many issues that can be solved. I think we can avoid a state takeover. And I think our goal can be achieved without borrowing more money. And our goal, of course, we don't want to lose control of our assets, our parking meters and our parking garages.
As for the pension issue itself, you knew when you were mayor and your successors knew that their problems were on the horizon. And it's kind of like, I guess it's almost an American tradition that we always wait till the 11th hour before we try to get things done, Sophie. Why did that happen here?
Well, there's no reason, no saying why it happened. I'm no position to say why it happened. But it did happen. And I think we've got to move ahead. I think it's time to grow up.
Mayor, it's been great talking with you. Your economy of words on this topic is refreshing.
Thank you.